It may not be football time, but it's always football time in our hearts here in the Sports Cubicle. It's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Siegel, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado. And if you follow us all over the socials, if you follow us on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV, if you follow the YouTube channel over at the Sports Cubicle or search us at Sports from the Couch, you will see awesome content with Paulie, with Dev, with Marvelous, and myself. And I just released a video predicting the Chicago Bears season in 1 minute. So if you haven't gotten a chance, check it out there. It's a YouTube short. It's even on our Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. But Devin, I'm going to run through how I played it through, and I want to see your thoughts, and we could talk a little bit about what should be a really fun Bears season, at the very least, a very interesting Bears season. So, first of all, it was a really cool video that they had. Devin and I are huge wrestling fans, and Seth freaking Rollins was on the promotional video inspired by FX's The Bear, an awesome TV show. But we got to see Darnell Mooney and Spice Adams and Peanut and Justin and Tremaine, and it was a really cool video. But here's how I had it broken down. The Bears are going to beat Green Bay to start the season and beat Tampa Bay for their first away game. They're going to lose to Kansas City and Denver, but beat Washington, then lose to the Vikings. Sorry, Paulie, but the Bears at home are going to beat the Raiders. They're going to lose back-to-back games to the Chargers and the Saints, but beat the Carolina Panthers. Unfortunately, a back-to-back losing streak against the Lions and the Vikings in two away games heading into the bye. But some good news, Bears fans, because a winning streak is a coming holiday season. They will beat the Lions. They will beat the Browns. They will beat the Cardinals. They will beat the Falcons. And they will end the season sweeping the Green Bay Packers, sending their record to 10-7. Now, my initial predictions, going to change, injuries, trades, all that. Maybe Justin isn't the guy. Maybe he is the guy. We'll see what happens if DJ Moore comes to the city of the curse is real of Chicago. But I think this is more of a window of the Bears could be as bad as 7-10 and as good as 11-6. That's kind of how when I went through this list, because there's some games, a 5-game winning streak is kind of crazy. So there's a game they're going to lose there. But then they can beat Denver theoretically at home, right? If they're not a good team. So what did you think, Dev? How do you, looking at the schedule, a fun schedule release video, some great ones from Tennessee and the Chargers, but how are you feeling looking into what's going to be a Bears opener against Green Bay and the rest of the season come September?
When you look at the schedule, it is very nice because there looks like there are a lot of teams here that should be, you know, very much easy wins. You know, Packers with Jordan Love, Tampa Bay Buccaneers with half their team from last year being gone. The Broncos have Russell Wilson, who has been not the same since then. Do the Commanders even have a quarterback anymore? Do the Raiders even have like a team anymore? But as we kind of learned last year, the Bears also had an easy, good schedule too. And look at how they end up finishing up. Do I think they'll do better than last year? Absolutely here. But I'm going to kind of predict more of the 7-10 here, Mercado, and I don't think they'll win any more than 9 games,
and which isn't a terrible. Yeah, how do you feel about that? Like you said, it's not terrible. Would you be okay with it if they finish 8 wins, 7 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins, but if the qualifiers are that Justin is good? Like, where are you on, what are you more looking into that season? Are you looking for more an entertainment value, development value all mixed in, more than this team needs to win 11 games?
And again, teams don't necessarily need to win every season here. We're definitely seeing what this is. Right now, this is the Bears putting all these pieces together. Do I think if done right, this team can make the playoffs? Absolutely. Do I think they can win the Super Bowl this year? No, not so much. They can maybe make it to the second round, but let's be real here. We're a Chicago team. You don't make it out of the first round, with a few exceptions here and there. But right now, we're kind of at the point more where we want to see, is Justin Fields going to be the guy? How long are we going to keep Khalil Herbert at the starting running back? Is this secondary defense going to remember how to play football again? Are we going to teach these new kids here? And again, you brought up, is DJ Moore going to be the same greatness he was, or is it going to be something a little different here? Are we getting Justin Fields good wide receivers that he can actually start throwing the dang ball?
Or the offensive line.
Exactly. Is he going to freaking break his legs or something here?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, knock on wood.
That feels like wood.
Yeah.
There's a lot here that's like, if the Bears at least can pull off a winning season, I will be happy. But as we saw last year with 3 wins, you know, hell, they win 4 games, I'll be okay, I guess.
But think about some of the games that were close, you know, the Amazon game, the Giants game, the Texans
game. The bad
punts
galore that cost his team.
And then it's one of those things where this team wasn't getting blown out every single. They played Philadelphia tough. They played Buffalo tough. So, yeah, you could see wins swing here or there depending on the team goes. That's going to be fun to talk about as the season gets closer, as we get to training camp, mini camp, and OTAs. But I think more than anything, as we kind of just look at the schedule release, I think it's kind of fun that the Bears are kind of modern and hip. That was a really cool schedule release. We're going to have time to talk about wins and losses, but kind of the excitement of how they released is the players are cool. The Bears have cool players, and they also have Spice Adams, who's like a social media darling. Peanut Tillman is beloved amongst football fans and in the FBI, for God's sake. And I think it was really cool. What did you think about the video and kind of the Bears becoming modern in today's society?
Well, when I first saw the video, I thought every team kind of did something like that. So I'm like, oh, this is... I didn't think it was so much modern. I'm just like, oh, this is what everyone's doing here. So it was a little bit of embarrassing for me there. But we're kind of just seeing this. I mean, from the moment Justin Fields has gotten drafted, he's kind of been that guy everyone's kind of, you know, wanted to watch, wanted to see. The kids love his, you know, giant headband that he likes to wear.
He's cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And I can't tell you time a quarterback who, let's be real here, Mercado, in passing and touchdowns, he was very low last year. That gets this much recognition and this much, you know, credit, who isn't, you know, getting crapped on for not being great.
You know, I think that's an interesting point of view. I think it's because he's likable. Mm-hmm. He's a good-looking kid. He has the skill, and it's for an organization that never really had that in that position.
Hey, they had Mitch Trubisky minus the skill part.
I'll say that, you know what, say what you're casting calling, Mitchell Trubisky looked like a movie star quarterback, right? Like, he had the jawline and everything. I think Justin is just a cool dude. He's a cool kid. He seems like the kind of, and again, maybe he's projecting for a lot of us, but like, my mom likes him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like she only likes like Patrick Mahomes and, you know, Jalen Hurts. She loves
the
all
curly
these kids.
Hair.
She just loves them all. But like, there is the mom factor. There is the girlfriend, the boyfriend factor, the little kid factor that Justin has. And you look at this schedule, there's a lot of games like that. With you went to some of the teams that are struggling, but like, look at it. All right. For example, Paulie and I and Marvelous and you, we were all talking about this, but specifically you, Paulie, and myself, that Raiders game. Jimmy's coming home. If he's healthy, a return for Garoppolo. Shout out to Chico, my cousin, for getting a half a sack on him against Rolling Meadows in a Oak Grove Rolling Meadows game. But you know, that's a fun matchup. The fact that even though it's away, Bears fans can travel to L.A. against the Chargers or New Orleans against the Saints. That game against Carolina, draft implications. Because if you beat them and they suck, you get yourself a nice draft pick, and it's Bryce Young versus Justin Fields, so that's kind of fun. Do you see any games that you like? I mean, Kansas City, obviously. The Green Bay games kind of starting and ending the season. Arizona coming to Chicago with maybe Kyler Murray. I doubt it if they suck and if it's snowing, do you want to bring him in? Look at Atlanta at the end of the season. It's a fun schedule.
Well, Kyler Murray is a guy that they compare Justin Fields to a lot. So if they were to have that game when, you know, Kyler Murray would actually start, I think just alone that'd be very interesting here. I mean, we could probably get two wins off the Packers. Like, other than the Rex Grossman years, I can't tell you last time we did that in a regular season game here. And just, you know, yeah, the Raiders will be fun to, you know, bust Paul's chops here. The Panthers one will be very interesting here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you got to beat him for that draft pick there. And maybe the Lions games, but I'm sorry. I think the Lions are going to take the two out of the series or the season from the Bears.
So we have like 2 minutes left on the segment. Let me run it by you. So I have them going, I have them sweeping the Packers. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with that one. Oh, my God. Not Jalen Hurts.
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love is terrible.
They wish it was Jalen Hurts. The Vikings, I have them losing both games to the Vikings. Look, I think Kirk Cousins up and down. Who knows what's going to happen? One is a primetime game. One is a noon game, so you know he's going to kick the butt in the noon game. But Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson and Dalvin Cook, and that's just a nasty team. How do you feel? I think they're going to get swept by the Vikings.
I feel they're going to split the series of the Vikings evenly. And very much you do to bring this up. It's like the noon game, Kirk Cousins will be great, but what is he struggling? Primetime. He's won one Monday night game against the Chicago Bears. I'm still mad about that because for the longest time you could run that in there, but I definitely feel the Bears can at least get one from the Vikings with this team here. They're not nearly as bad. They shouldn't be as bad as they were last year.
Now, I do have them splitting with the Detroit Lions, who some people believe, at the very least, are the second team in the division, maybe the division winners. But I do have them losing the game at Detroit, but winning the game at home in December. It's really interesting that you're playing the Vikings so and the Lions so late into the season, and the Lions, you're playing them, then you play the Vikings a bye week, and you're right back to the Lions. So it's really interesting to see how that'll play out for the Bears and the division implications, draft implications, and development implications. But that's what made it fun. But I think that's why I really wanted to just spend a few minutes around the water cooler with you, Devin, about this, because it's fun. Right now, every team is 0-0. Everybody's undefeated. And the only way you got street cred is by how fun your schedule release was and people being able to plan. Speaking of vacations, how quick the NFL was like, oh, that rumor, the Chiefs are playing the Bears overseas. They're like, yeah, no, that, no, you
That's
are not.
That's not the game.
That'll be the day. So we want to know your thoughts. You know what's funny, though? If you want the pleasure, you want the euphoria that you would get traveling overseas, whether it's the Bahamas, the beaches, the mountains, whatever it is, you could get it on your body by going to Sheets and Giggles and looking at their array of amazing inventory when it comes to their eucalyptus sheets and all the amazing stuff. It'll make you feel good. Just use our promo code, the Sports Cubicle, Sports for the Couch, for 15% off your order. Let us know your thoughts. How's your favorite team going to end up this NFL season? And who is your favorite schedule release? We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Check out the YouTube channel at The Sports Cubicle or search Sports from the Couch. For the marvelous one, Dan Marver. For the amazing Devin Tingle. For Paulie Dangerous, Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado.